In the election immediately following the 2018 teacher walkout, educators were mad and ready to take action. More than 100 of them ran for the Oklahoma legislature. But things are different this time around. State Impact's Robbie Korth and the Oklahoman's Carmen Foreman report that half as many educators are running for office in 2020.
So there are a lot fewer people running for the legislature this year, period, because the COVID-19 pandemic is making politics difficult. But the reduction of educators with legislative ambitions was perplexing, wasn't it, Carmen?
Yeah. Alicia Priest of the Oklahoma Education Association says the reason for the drop in educators running for office is simple. Lawmakers are more willing than ever to go to bat for education issues.
We have seen a shift in how the legislature works and their openness and their willingness to talk and vote for pro-public education issues and to not put up for a vote things that would be harmful to public education.
After the 2018 walkout, political interest in education issues was high across Oklahoma, and teachers running for office made national headlines as they vowed to make big, significant changes after the walkout. In the wake of the 2018 election, there were 24 educators in the legislature, and there have been a few policy victories since then.
That's right. They've been focused on money. The budget has been a particularly important place for educators to advocate. Oklahoma's cut education spending for decades, leading to one of the lowest paid and most poorly funded education systems in the country.
There have been modest improvements in recent years, though. There was the raise in 2018, followed by another smaller one in 2019. Plus, the legislature passed a cost of living raise for pensioners who are retired teachers. That was huge for retired state employees and was largely pushed by education advocates.
And when it came time to axe the budget this year across the state, legislators actually cut Oklahoma State Department of Education the least of any state agency. That's certainly a change from the past.
But if we've seen a few budget victories from just having 24 educators in the legislature, why the reduction? It seems like more would want to run.
Well, it's probably because they feel like they no longer have to run. Running for office is hard work. You can't exactly spend your days in the classroom, come home and grade papers, and then turn around and knock on doors. There just aren't enough hours in the day.
That doesn't mean that teachers aren't finding ways to stay involved. They're also taking time to throw support behind pro-education candidates.
They're really spending more time organizing and working on behalf of candidates to show that they care about education.
Yeah, candidates certainly believe education is something to run on. In fact, we zoomed in on one race where it's the major issue, House District 46 in Cleveland County.
Yep. Two former teachers are running in the district that consists of South Norman and Noble, and everything about the race comes down to education. Even their signs feature a pencil for incumbent Democrat Jacob Rosenkrantz and an apple for Republican challenger Nancy San Girardi.
Wow, that's striking imagery.
Yeah, it's not just about the signs, though. They're also talking about issues. COVID and education is obviously a major part of each campaign. Rosenkrantz is saying that schools across Oklahoma are coming back too fast and with too few restrictions, while San Girardi says in-person schooling needs to be the highest priority.
But I imagine they agree on a few issues.
Definitely. They both said education is a top priority for them. They talked about teacher pay, classroom resources, and how to improve public education so teachers want to stay in the profession and children are learning the best they can. And both vowed to work across party lines on improving education in Oklahoma.
Well, that's ultimately the goal of all these education candidates. Make better schooling available for Oklahoma students. And even though there's a drop in interest, education candidates seem to believe that there's a rise in energy and enthusiasm for improving the system. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth, reporting with the Oklahoman's Carmen Foreman.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. This story was made possible by the Oklahoma Media Center, a partnership including State Impact and the Oklahoman newspaper. Read Robbie and Carmen's full story on the Oklahoman's or State Impact's websites. Their reporting is supported by Oklahoma Engaged.